Welcome back to another episode of Meeting Pros Radio. I'm your host, Taylor Kelly, here with my co-host, Jessica Park. How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So anything interesting happened for you this week?
Can't talk about much more than these guests that we have here today. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, we do have some great guests here with us today. We have Kelly Treadway of Event Curious, Lindsay Pitt from Toast, and then we have Tracy Stuckrath with on the board of the Alley Awards, and we'll be sure to get to each of them and hear what they have to say today. So we'll go ahead and we'll get started first with Kelly Treadway. How are you doing today, Kelly?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, no problem. So why don't you tell us what you guys got going on over there at
Event Curious.
Yeah, well, Event Curious just started beginning of February. It was a 9-month ramp up to start the company, and we're doing online marketing and public relations for special event and hospitality companies.
It's excellent. I know how important social media is, and it does take a long time to build up that presence, so it takes a while. I'm constantly working on mine. So.
It does. And people don't realize how much time you put into building the content, writing the content and the strategy.
And the research.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then implementing it.
Yep.
So it's definitely helpful for smaller companies, like special event companies, where it's the owner is a lot of times doing that part of the marketing.
Right.
Yeah. How did you get into something like that? Is it just something you've always had an interest in doing, or how did you get into event planning?
It is. My background it has always been in sales and marketing in the special event industry, and I started out in entertainment, moved to venue management, then hotels, then catering, and then rentals. So I've kind of come full circle, which is it's really neat for me now because I get to work with clients in each of those areas, and I understand what marketing needs to be out there to make the sales or to get butts in seats, as they say. So that's how I got into it. But I've always come from a sales and marketing background, and I realized about a year ago that what I was really passionate about was the marketing side. And the dual to that was I saw that there was a need in the industry for somebody to fill that niche. So it was just a natural progression for me to be able to take that leap and to do full-time something that I am so passionate about.
Yeah, I'm definitely learning. With doing this show, I'm contacting more corporate people than I had in the past. And surprisingly, a lot of them don't have much of an online social media presence. You would think that they're a bigger company, they'd have more of a, budget to do it, but they just don't have the resources or maybe understand the need in the industry yet.
Right. Or know how to put the strategy together. They don't understand how to take all the puzzle pieces and have them work together and piggyback on each other. It's a layered process, but it builds the brand so quickly. So it's very much needed, especially in the special events industry, because I think so many of our planners and designers and venues, they do these incredible events and they produce these incredible things, but a lot of times it's in a bubble and they don't get the word out. And so I'm helping people get that word out and tell their story.
That's great.
So is that kind of, I guess, your niche, then? You're just kind of helping everything, just kind of get the word out and just kind of plan things for people and get things going like that?
I do. My clients they're varied right now, the niches that they're in, and they're all at various levels. Some of them, I just work with them on the Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, but some of them are more than that. I handle their public relations or their blogs or their newsletters, their constant contact emails.
It sounds like a lot of social media stuff. So you think social media plays a big part in what you do these days?
Yeah, I think it's huge. And whereas you're putting a lot of money into print, it's less expensive for smaller companies, I think, to reap the benefits of social media.
Yeah, just advertise on Facebook and stuff.
When I started my business, that was my only resource because I didn't have a huge budget to get started. And I knew that building up my social presence was a huge factor in getting my name out there. So
yeah, there's an immediacy to getting the buzz going and build a community. And then once you have a community, you can, like I said, you can build the next layer based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know you said you had a background in sales and marketing, right? Mm-hmm. So how does that correlate with really event planning? Do you think that's helped you having a background in that? How has that helped you?
I think it's helped me understand. I mean, I'll give you an example. I met with a potential client this morning, and they threw some things out to me that they considered to be marketing, but when you broke down the pieces of what they were talking about, it really was sales campaigns with marketing components. Okay. So I think because of my mixed background, I can look at that and break down the pieces and help them strategize. This is what your team needs to be building. This is what I can create for you, and we can work together. Even though it's a sales initiative, we can still, you know, I can still help along that line.
Yeah, because there's a financial side to all this, you know, setting the budgets and everything. And so it's probably nice for them knowing that not just can you put together an awesome event, but that you understand the sales side of it and how the, you know, all the money's going to work.
Right, right. Yeah. And so they have a, I want to see them have a return on that investment. So, and that's my competitive sales side.
Yeah.
wanting to see the money come in.
Yeah. So you recommend outsourcing social media?
I do in some respects. I mean, some companies aren't ready yet. And I've interviewed a lot of clients who they are so hands-on with it. They're not at that stage yet. They're not ready to hand it over. And my ideal client really is someone that's going to download their vision, their story to me, and then let me retell it with their approval on all of the content, but really let me manage it and organize it and take it to the next level.
I think that's with all event planners as well. We like those clients that go, yeah, we trust you here.
Exactly.
Make it amazing. I can do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we got some of your background coming up. Was there anybody that helped you out along the way that, you know, kind of mentored you? Did you just kind of figure everything out on your own?
Oh, my goodness, no. I had so many mentors. I'm very involved with ISIS, which is the International Special Event Society, and I have mentors in the Greater Atlanta chapter, but I also had a great mentor that's on the West Coast that really helped me along the process. So so ISIS, that was huge in me being, you know, ramping up to make that leap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've been thinking about some things. You said earlier, special events and hospitality industry. Okay. So the hospitality, obviously, you know, being hotels and a lot of stuff like that. So do you do mainly corporate events, or what qualifies as a special event?
Special event vendors are going to be your planners, your linen providers, your rental companies. I'm trying to think who else I'm working with.
So for someone like me who has no idea anything about the event planning industry, what all types of events could you do for me? If I wanted to plan a party, do you do that? If I had a corporate event, obviously you could do that. If I'm getting married, do you do that? I mean,
I'm not on the planning side. I'm on the marketing side.
Okay, you're on the marketing side of all.
I'm on the marketing side. So I can help you. Like, I have a client that's doing, I have three clients that are doing open houses this spring.
Okay.
So I'm helping them build that database of who they're going to invite.
How they're going to reach design out to them.
How to reach out to them, what their invitation design looks like. And then getting the buzz going online with all of those components and bringing it all together.
Okay.
As for the planning, that's Miss Pitt's specialty here.
Okay, so that's where she comes in.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll get to her in a little bit. Okay, I got you. And do you think, I know we talked about social media, do you think that's the most effective way for you right now, as far as the marketing?
I think it is because even the way that your website is pulled, so much of the SEO, the search engine optimization, that is dependent on a blog or being on Google+. I think it's also intertwined right now that to drive traffic to your website, you need to be doing some type of social media, even if it's just Facebook.
Okay.
I honestly believe that the standard for all businesses, knowing that they're professional, is knowing that they have a company website. Now that standard is also that they have a professional Facebook page that's kept up to date and maintained and you respond to.
Our clients look for that. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to see us in the real world, what we're doing and what our clients are saying about us. And to do that, they go to Facebook now.
Exactly.
More so even probably than our websites.
Exactly.
Because it's the first stop on the planning.
Exactly. I don't think that all platforms are for everybody, though. I'm not one of the techies that believes that you should be on everything. I think that people need to figure out what audience they're trying to reach and then figure out the best platforms for that, do them really well, maintain them really well, and then add to them. You don't have to be on everything at the
same
time.
Can I just say, can we please stop pinning animals to Pinterest? Because it's such a beautiful place, and then all these random pins keep going up, and I'm like, drives me crazy.
Yeah. Is it a very competitive market right now? I mean, for the marketing planning, you know, or marketing for the events and stuff?
Not for special events. It's interesting. There are a lot of of companies, agencies that are out there doing it for corporations, but no one is really doing it in the niche of special events. And like I said, a year ago, that was I saw that gap, and that there needed to be someone in the that knew the industry that could also write, that could take that burden off the owners of these companies.
Yeah. Okay. So no one's really like piggybacked off you yet and tried like jumping in there and tried taking
not
over.
Yeah.
They're just not good enough.
They're not heard, so it doesn't even matter.
They're not good enough.
I'm sure they will be though, but you can't. I mean, you can't think about that. But you have to have a passion and move on your journey on your road. You know, I don't even think about that.
Yeah, so. That's good. Okay. And what makes your company different from, you know, the other outsourced marketing companies and everything that there are out there, though? Not necessarily centered on event planning and stuff, but...
Yeah, I think it's the content. I think because I understand the industry so well that I am able to take the company's ideas and build content off of that. If you look at other agencies that are doing a lot of the corporate stuff, they're very big on... what I call throwing spaghetti on the wall, and they're just posting to post. And I don't really believe in that. I believe that the content has to be rich and that there has to be a strategy, a larger, a month-to-month strategy of why you're posting what you're posting and it be directed to a return on investment.
Exactly.
So I think that makes me different.
Yeah, and there has been a lot of research into that, you know, is that whenever you do post something, people can just see a link or just see something and, you know, if it's not rich, if it just looks so vanilla, they're not even going to take a second look at it. But, you know, if you put some effort into it and you know what you're talking about, you know, it gets people's attention.
Exactly.
So. What do you see gets the most attention as far as posts go? Is it links or pictures or video? Do you have a...
Oh, it's definitely not video. I wish it were video. But I think that video links scare people off for some reason.
Yeah.
We're not over the whole virus thing yet.
Yeah. Pictures. I don't open any links on Twitter. I'm like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pictures are huge, and especially in the special events industry, that's the way that you draw people in. So we're very dependent on amazing photographers, and the great thing is in Atlanta, there are some amazing photographers. But yeah, I think that it's very much visually driven right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Are there any big events you got coming up that you're doing the advertising for?
I am actually handling all the social media for the Alleys, which we're going
to
talk about today.
Great.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, and so if anybody wants to get in touch with you out there, if they need some help, you know, advertising their event, how would they get in touch with you?
They can reach me at kelly@eventcurious.com, and I'm also on LinkedIn under Kelly Treadway. I am on Facebook under that name and on Twitter as Event Curious.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you.
You mind hanging out with us for a little bit while we interview our next guest?
Absolutely.
All right. Great.
Great.
All right. So next we'll have Lindsay Pitt. Lindsay is the owner of Toast.
The owner of Toast Events. Lead planner. Yep.
Owner and lead planner. Wow. You could do it all. All right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Toast? Maybe, you know, how you got into it and all that.
Sure. Toast is a special event planning firm based here in Atlanta, but I do events all over the Southeast, really specializing mostly in weddings and social occasions. Certainly have the opportunity to do corporate as well. But I really love the interaction with other people. And weddings, I'd say, is about 95% of my business. And I've been in business for 5 years and been in the event industry for going on 13. So it's kind of what I've always done and known, and feel fortunate to do something that I'm good at and I love and I get paid for. So I think that's why we're all here.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've been doing it for about 13 years, and you've always been involved in the planning side of it?
Yes. So I started right out of school. I worked at a destination management company doing events for kind of the inbound convention business, doing a lot of spouse tours and kind of small events for that kind of facet of the industry. And then I went on to work for a country club for 6 years, planning all of their special events. So I was kind of like
stuff.
Julie from the Love Boat, you know. I think probably thrown 20,000 Easter eggs myself over the 6 years I did that.
Wow.
So it was a great, great job and learned a lot, met a lot of great people, and kind of got some requests there through the members to help their daughters with their weddings and dabbled in it a little bit. I was at the age that all my friends were also getting married, and they'd kind of throw me a box of stuff and say, hey, do you mind going to the church early and doing this, that, and this? And somehow, overall combination of all that, I fell in love with it, and so here I am.
And so now you just get paid for it, and
now I get
it's all
paid
great.
For it. Yes,
and you love your
yes,
job.
And I love it, yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
What sets you apart from others in the event industry?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, there are a lot of talented planners in Atlanta. I think, kind of like Kelly was talking about, I saw the kind of the niche for somebody. I'm fortunate to work a lot in the luxury market for weddings, and there really wasn't somebody that was on the younger side that had a lot of fresh ideas and concepts. You know, I really developed the entire style of the wedding with my clients from the very beginning and put together a wedding style plan. I don't make the flowers, but I match them up with the best fit for them. But I'm very involved in a whole cohesive wedding style, from, you know, the printed invitations to, you know, I help them pick out their attire. So it really has a very cohesive look. And, you know, I think that I'm one of the only planners that puts that much time and effort into each and every wedding. I do a lot of full service, mostly full service planning. Mm-hmm. So I take a smaller number of weddings a year, but I'm a lot more involved in those weddings and kind of see them from start to finish. So
it's okay. Wonderful. Your events are beautiful.
Thank
all
you
the
so
weddings
much.
Lovely.
Yeah. So I know that weddings in particular are, I mean, they're very seasonal. I mean, you always go through like wedding season and everything. So how do you manage that? I mean, do you do more than one at a time? Or I mean, like, what happens when people come to you and say, I want my wedding this date, and someone else says, I want it this date, you know?
Unfortunately, that happens a lot. Whatever weekend the Georgia Bulldogs do not play is the busiest weekend of the fall. This year it happens to be October 26th.
Oh, you already got it on the calendar.
And I probably have 5 weddings that day.
So
that is the hard part is if you're already committed or booked far out. And, you know, there are a very few small occasions that I will do 2 weddings in a weekend. I do have a team of girls at work with me.
Okay.
So another planner would take on another wedding entirely.
How large of a team do you have?
I'm the lead planner. I have an assistant that works in the office and on site. And then I have another lead planner kind of on a contract basis that she would take on if I did have 2 weddings in a weekend. But that's really something I try not to do, because I'm sure you can tell I'm a control freak. And it's hard knowing that there's another wedding of mine going on across town. So, yeah. But I mean, sometimes it happens, and, you know,
it'll probably happen more and more for you as you get,
yeah,
as
I mean,
you
that's
grow.
That's something I'm struggling with. Yeah. You know, do I keep in that direction, or do I say smaller and in demand? I mean, there's something to be said for that too.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So I see that you're a certified special events professional.
Yes. Tell
me what that means. What does that mean?
Well, I think I have memorized the professional term. I think it is the hallmark of achievement in the special events industry. So it's a designation that's given out by the International Special Events Society. You have to obtain a certain amount of points, have a certain amount of time in the industry to apply to even be granted the opportunity to take the exam. So that's kind of something that I worked on my first 5 years in the industry, is just getting enough points to be able to take the test. I think was one of the youngest ever to get it. I was 27 when I sat and took the test and got my CSEP. So it's just a designation that proves I know what I'm talking about sometimes.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And you're also a member of the WIPA?
Yes. I'm actually the Atlanta Regional Chapter, I don't want to say president, but chapter director for Wedding Industry Professionals Association, which is an organization that's started in California, another networking organization similar to ISIS and NACE, but really just focused on the wedding business. So it's just getting started here in Atlanta. We've been around for about a year, and a lot of great things have been happening. So
what fun new services do we get to see of Toast this year?
Well, I've had my destination wedding planning division for a while, called Toast of the Coast.
Mm-hmm.
This year I have 5 destination weddings.
Wow.
From the mountains of North Carolina down to Amelia Island. So I love the chance to work with Atlanta brides and get out of town when we can, because it's always fun just to change it up and have a different change of scenery. And then this year I actually launched Before the Toast, which is proposal planning, because I'm sure we've all seen the all of the YouTube videos and how crazy proposals are getting. And not every guy is as creative as some of these things. So I thought it was kind of a good opportunity to get involved, you know, with my clients from the very, very beginning. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen have the opportunity to work with us confidentially if they want to take all of the credit themselves.
So you plan proposals?
Yes, absolutely.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I have some great ideas for that.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, if you want to be my first customer,
I think I'm going to have to propose like 5 or 6 times to other people. Still have so many great ideas.
That's awesome. Well, we can work together.
I may sell some of those to you.
Okay.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. So that's kind of a new thing that I launched right around the holidays with all the holiday engagements. So starting to see some inquiries on that. And just sticking, you know, we're ramping up for wedding season right now. We have 18 weddings between April and November. So,
wow.
Just trying to stay sane and get it all done.
Yeah. What is the most logistically complex event you've had to put on that you can think of?
Oh, goodness. Probably last year I did the wedding of Blake and Holly that met on ABC's Bachelor Pad television show. And it was up in Greenville, South Carolina, and we had 3 different venues. The guests were all staying downtown. The chapel was on the top of a mountain that was 45 minutes away, and then the reception was another 30 minutes in another direction. So getting all the guests moved and having, you know, one team of people loading buses at the hotel, another team on the top of the mountain for the ceremony, and another team overseeing the reception. That was a lot of logistics, and all of the vendors for that, other than the venue, we did not use any
local
vendors. We had a lot. The photographer, the cake, and the videographer came from California.
Oh, my gosh.
The florist, myself, the linens all came from Atlanta. So it was a lot.
They shipped the cake or they made the cake here?
They actually made the cake here.
I was going to say.
At Sharon Alexander of Sweet Sensations. They made it at her shop and then drove it up to Greenville.
Very
and constructed
cool.
it the rest of it there. And we had a groom's cake as well. It was a lot of fun. It got covered in Us Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as a lot of different moving parts and being outside of my normal element of Atlanta was
I'm sure it was hush-hush and during the planning.
Definitely.
And then
so that was kind of a, you know, an interesting challenge to be involved and have to be a little kind of secretive about the details.
Very cool. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. So I know we spoke a little bit about Pinterest earlier. Pinterest, I know girls go on there all the time. They're like, I want my dream wedding. It's going to be just like this. And they start doing all this kind of stuff. I feel like weddings are very... They're very trendy. So is there any trends that's going on in the industry right now where everybody's like, oh, I'm going to have this type of arrangement or this type of whatever?
There's always trends. Pinterest to me is a blessing and a curse. You know, I have brides where it's great for me to go on there and collaborate with my brides and follow them and kind of see what their style is. And I use a lot of their images when I'm putting together their style board. But I have had several brides that change color palettes, change styles, you know, because they get back on Pinterest and they see new ideas. So it makes our job a little bit difficult to try to hone in because there's so many ideas that are out there.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard, you know, I try to not go to Pinterest for some ideas and try to think of stuff on my own because
if it's on Pinterest, someone else has already thought
exactly.
of it.
And it goes viral. And, you know, now that every bride is on Pinterest, it's like, oh, well, I've already seen that. You know, I want something that hasn't been done.
Yeah.
So it's adding definitely another level to planning. You know, right now I'd say blush, very neutral, weddings, which really are my favorite. I mean, I try very hard to direct my clients to come something that's timeless.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of fun trends, fun color combinations. Mm-hmm. That have their place.
Your shirt's a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. You can't see that on the radio, but I am wearing emerald green, the Pantone color of the year.
I would have just called it green. But
we all have names, and actually, emerald is a big color that people are incorporating this year in weddings, which I love because it's my favorite color. But you know, it's you want to infiltrate the trends, but not.
Show them your shoes.
Oh, yeah. You should see my shoes if you like emerald green.
We have exciting shoes.
I think we do.
Is that my birthstone? May? What is May? Wow, those are some exciting shoes. I think my birthstone's emerald, so I think we're friends.
Yeah. Well, okay, good. Yeah. Well, Well, I don't want to loan you these shoes. But.
That's okay. That's okay. So how important is rebranding in your business strategy then?
Well, that's a great question. I actually am in the process of rebranding right now. And it wasn't something I really had, you know, when I formed Toast, it was 5 years ago. I'm happy with my logo and colors. I don't really find that they're outdated, but I formed my brand before I formed my brand, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's evolved over the 5 years, and I just am kind of ready to take it in a new direction. So I've been working with a company to...
And Kelly can help you advertise it.
Yes, she can. I might actually be speaking with her about putting together the wording, because that's what's keeping me up at night
right
now.
The website content.
Yes. It's just, you know, I have a lot of stuff in place, but I want to zhuzh it up, if you will. So
yeah.
So yeah, I'm really excited. Hopefully in the next couple months all of that will be going live, but I'm excited about the direction it's taking for sure.
Very exciting.
Cool. Is there any advice you'd give to anyone coming up in the industry right now?
You know, just to find your own identity, and I mean, kind of like what Kelly said, don't worry about there's always going to be competition, and you know, I'm aware of everybody else is out there. I think there's enough business to go around, and just to really focus on doing your job the best that you can do it is going to just be a lot better for you than worrying about everybody else.
Cool. So for the guys out there that are planning on proposing, or the girls already looking to plan their weddings, how would they get in touch with you?
Great. My website is www.toast-events.com. On there you can find my email address, my Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, pretty much anywhere you want to find me. And I'd love to talk to y'all.
Okay, cool. And kind of tying into our next guest, Tracy, we have coming up. I heard you have something going on at the Alleys.
Well, I have submitted an award for nomination. Uh-huh. That does not mean I will be selected, so I'll be really embarrassed if I don't. but I have the Alleys is a great awards night that we have in our industry. It's kind of like the Academy Awards of the event industry. I have won several awards in the past, so hoping to have the opportunity to at least be nominated is always an honor. So it's that time that we're all writing our entries and furiously trying to get them into the deadline so that we can find out if we've made the cut or not.
Great. Right, you mind hanging out with us a little bit while we speak to
our
last guest, Tracy Stuckrath. Tracy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Great. So you're on the board of the Alleys.
I am.
Okay. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
The Alley Awards are, as Lindsay said, the Oscars or the Academy Awards of the Atlanta event industry. It's been around for 23 years now.
Okay.
And it was created by Tim Lundy, CSEP, who was a member of the International Special Event Society and the National Association of Catering Executives here in Atlanta. In 1988, he decided that we needed to have our own Oscars, per se, to celebrate the talent and the industry itself on what we can do and what we do, because events help companies grow and they help companies promote themselves. So he decided, he went back to both of them and said, let's do this. And they decided to do it, and they hosted the first one the night the Oscars were held, actually, and presented the awards in the middle at the commercial breaks. So they watched the Oscars, and then they gave the Alleys away. So it was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Although I wasn't there, so I don't... It sounds pretty cool.
It does. It does sound great. So when is the Alleys? When is it coming up?
It's Sunday, April 21st, and it'll be held at the Intercontinental Buckhead Atlanta Hotel. It's from 5:30 to 11. 5:30 is cocktail reception for an hour, and then the awards and dinner from 6:30 to 9:30, and then there's a after-party celebration.
Okay. Is it open to the public, or is it too
anyone
late?
Can go? Yes. Okay. Tickets are $100 per person, and tables of 10 are 1,000. And then, you know, after I think it's March 30th, they go up.
Okay. And I know that we'll be there, you know, doing a little live remote broadcast.
I'm very excited about that.
I'm very excited about it. So anybody out there who wants to come and meet the famous host of Business Radio X, we'll shake your hands. But
we'll be doing live interviewing of some of the people that have have submitted, and we can talk to them about their submissions and their businesses.
I'm very, very excited about having you guys there. We've got 36 different categories that people can enter, from event planning to technical production, weddings, which was a new full new category this year, so Lindsay doesn't have to compete with other social events. So we broke those out.
Okay, great.
Nice.
So under event planning, there's corporate and association events over $20,000 and under 20, and then there's social over 20 and under, and then now there's weddings over and under 20. Mm-hmm. And then we've got event enhancements, cuisine, which includes plated meals. Mm-hmm. We have a sustainable meal event plate. And
do you have dietary needs plates?
We don't. We need to add that because that's what I do.
How about that?
And enhancements, technical production, which and then rental best use of rental equipment. And
entertainment. Yeah.
Entertainment. Cakes. And there's one category that I'm forgetting. Oh, photography's on there. So there's a wide variety of people. And this year, what's different with the alleys, because Tim created it under Isis and Nace, for the last 22 years, every year we alternated on who was planning it. This year we've actually gone out, and you mentioned that I was on the board of directors. Mm-hmm. So we filed our paperwork to be a 501c3. Nice. So separate company, nonprofit, and we've opened it up. You don't have to be an ISIS or an ACE member to enter. So anybody who does an event in Atlanta, if you're based in Atlanta and you've planned an event here, you can enter that award. And even if you haven't, even if your award was or your event was in Greenville, or I'm going to enter actually for the very first time in St. Simon's Island, you can enter that event into the awards. Okay. So it's very cool.
Yeah,
that is very cool. And so for anyone out there who's interested in going to the event, how would they get in touch with you? How do they buy tickets?
They just go to alleyawards.com. And actually, you can still submit your entry. You can still submit entries until Monday night at 5 p.m. You drop them off at Event Rentals Unlimited. Entry application can be found on alleyawards.com as well as the ticket sales.
And that's A-L-L-I-E
Awards. A-L-L-I-E Awards.com. Yes.
Okay, great.
Wonderful.
Well, we enjoyed having everybody on here today. It's been a great show. Anybody like to add anything else?
I just wanted to say quickly that I was very excited to have Lindsay and Kelly on because they both were so open to me when I got started in the industry. Kelly gave me a table to set up in her event rental place so that I could get the word out on what I was doing with my dessert tables. And Lindsay as well gave me opportunities very early on that have been wonderful.
Yeah.
Thanks. You're mm-hmm. great to work with. Yeah. Your work's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, great. Thanks, everybody. Well, that's it for this episode of Meeting Pros Radio. Until next time, I'm Taylor with Jessica, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.